You should reverse it, to only use it when necessary to live life with a silent and clear mind, with inner awareness from the heart most of the time. Make note of this. If you cannot live like that, you end up thought-based, heedless most of the time. Only then do we know how to live life via our essence of mind or the true mind. After realizing the anatta nature of this fine aggregate of form and mind of ours, to develop this understanding or wisdom, we need to develop sati. Remember, sati or mindfulness or awareness, to reconnect back to our essence of mind or true mind. So stay at the heart and be aware from there to live life. Then have love and be loved. You know the meaning of have love and be loved. A lot of you all know how to send metta, do metta, but you never love yourself. Do you understand the statement? Love yourself means what? Not the crazy one, no, love yourself. Love yourself means like you love your child. Yeah? What will you do when you love your child? You go all out to protect them, care for them, support them. Then you will do everything for them. Means you can sacrifice because you are the parent or you are the mom. That's why you love them. But you love yourself means what? You do the same for yourself, understand? Care for yourself, protect yourself. Sacrifice for yourself. Walk this path. Put in the necessary faith, diligence, and sincerity. Now that also cannot. Yeah? Then what else? When you love yourself means you don't allow yourself to be hurt, to be harmed. That's why you want to protect your loved one. But are you doing that? Most of you neglect yourself, understand? You think the wrong thought to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and become miserable and afflicted. Like I always say, what is thought? Thought is like money, understand? Neither good or bad. But if the user of money is evil, money becomes evil. So your thought is the same. If the user don't have Dhamma, don't have wisdom, thought become wrong thought. And what are wrong thought? Thought that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, your lamentation, your insecurity, your phobia, and all of these are negativity of mind state born of suffering, misery. So if like money is a tool for you to use it wisely, understand not? For the good of the many, like the Buddha said. So similarly, your thought is the same. Use it to arise the right thought, the wholesome thought, for the good of yourself and many. But if you use this thought like using a knife, yeah? If you use a knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and kill others or harm others, is this the correct way to use the knife? The tool. Wrong, isn't it? But precisely, living beings that don't have the Dhamma, they use their thought to harm themselves, hurt themselves, and hit out at others. Sometimes with the intention to kill, harm, and destroy through war or whatever. That's why without mindfulness, without Dhamma, you cannot keep your precept. So not understanding this means you don't love yourself. You make yourself so miserable, so full of suffering, stress out, so full of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. So have love and be loved. You know the meaning now. Have love means radiate love, care, develop metta, wholesomeness. Then be loved, allow yourself to be loved. love yourself, care for yourself, sacrifice for yourself. If you know what is important for yourself, although it's anatta, non-self, but the human form and mind is a vehicle and tool for you to come, to experience life, to live life, to cultivate and do all those things, so that your future coming, everything is taken care of. So take care of this. Like my teacher say, body is body, mind is mind. Body not the mind, mind never the body. But body important too. Because you need the body and the mind, like the food contemplation. You need a healthy body and a clear mind to help you cultivate, develop the spiritual faculty, develop the understanding, the wisdom, the awakening. Can you understand? Yeah. Louder la. Then only you learn. Otherwise, you won't go in on yourself. Otherwise, this is. Still got say, man? Still got say, love yourself. Let's do it, share.
I just wanted to add one of the miscellaneous vows I added for myself. I think maybe I write down. Because I found this very useful to recognize what are wrong thoughts. So my additional vow is to recognize.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good. She make her own additional vow.
Sadhu.
This side is very good.
Thoughts that condition my fear.
Worry, anxiety.
Anxiety.
Sorrow and lamentation, etc. So this is how you make your additional vow. When you see the important, then determine. Then you put all this in. So in future you come, like this additional vow of the paramiya, her future life will be very different, I tell you. This additional vow to recognize the unwholesome thought, the wrong thought, that condition her misery and suffering. She vow to have the ability to be aware of it and abandon it. So this is very wholesome, very beautiful. I also didn't think of this, but my nature is different. I don't need this type of additional vow. But for you all, going this way, you better have it. So that you come, you will be different.
I actually have a lot because I added on every time I contemplated.
Sadhu. So that's why contemplation gives rise to understanding. Very important.
So the beginning is very familiar. Normally until lamentation, it's repeated in a lot of our classes. Then even grief, envy, jealousy, I think, is in the classes. I noticed for me, disappointment hit a note. Because every time I'm disappointed, it's actually because I have an expectation and that's the wrong thought. Which is my consistency, ownership, identity, all the myth of the thought. And then there's also insecurities, boredom, loneliness, these are all wrong thoughts. You don't have to be. If we look at life with gratitude, everything is a miracle. Having everyone here alive sitting next to me is a miracle. I don't have to feel any of the negativity. So this was a very good reminder for me, so I thought I should share.
Very good. So like she said, why must we have all these wrong thoughts? Because of your sakaya ditti, your clinging, your grasping, your insecurity. All this come from the egoic mind, understand? The person you think you exist. Then you want to be safe. Understand? Safe means what? You don't want to be insecure. Like last time I give you the sharing. A lot of people didn't know want to be safe. So what they do? They not only put up grills. After that put video camera, put security camera. Then hire bodyguard. Does that make you more secure? Actually, it doesn't. Live a simple life. Don't show off. Don't flash your money around. Don't go and attract unnecessary causes and conditions. To have people coming after you. That's why I live a simple life. Simple life means what? No need to wear any jewelry. You see? I never wear watch also. I don't have. Huh? No, no. Not necklace, I'm not a girl. Gold chain, that's all. Wedding ring also, tara. How? I decide with my wife, the wedding ring. Take it out. Ah, then we take it out. That was how many years ago, I asked her. Then after that, I think my daughter get married. Then we decide all the jewelry that we don't need. We go and ask the goldsmith, you value, then how much, then give all the money to my daughter, ask her to go and buy what she like. That is how you have the understanding to do it. But the wedding ring, I didn't mortgage. It's still with us. Sometimes you need all this living being, still living being. So all this understanding is very important. Okay? So now, hopefully this one go in. Your thought is a beautiful tool. That's why you remember the form in mind is a vertical and a tool. The tool is your thought. Understand? So use it to cut fruits, to shape things, to do the thing that is useful, helpful. But not use the knife to harm yourself, hurt yourself, kill yourself, and make yourself miserable. Or hit on others, kill others. So when you understand all this, means you have Dhamma, then you look at your thought. It's the same. The user is very important. So if you don't strive on your heedfulness, determined to have this understanding of the Dhamma, of the teaching following the Bodhisattva vow, then you are not wise to use thought. That's why living being entangled. Like I said, Dhammapada was bring about suffering. Verse 1. Verse 2, bring about happiness. So easy to choose, isn't it? Why is the world so much suffering? You mean they don't know how to choose? No, they don't know this teaching. They don't understand all this. When you understand, will you be foolish enough to go back to the old way and do all the funny things or not? No more. That's why we determine, make additional vow. You all read together. Now.
To recognize and abandon all wrong thoughts. Yeah. Thoughts that condition fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, disappointment, grief, envy, jealousy, phobias, insecurities, boredom, loneliness.
You can include despair.
Despair. Okay.
So all this, sometimes your fear, your insecurity, so despair, you add in. Actually, wrong thought include your hatred and all those things. The one that has the evil root, your doubt. All these are wrong thought.
Brother, may I add something
to
Mr. Sui's vows?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, this is very much about loving ourselves.
Yeah, loving yourself,
Because if we don't take care of all these wrong thoughts, we really abuse our mind and we cause so much suffering to our mind. And of course, subsequently, it will affect our body.
Yes, loving. That one different meaning. Loving yourself or loving oneself. So when you understand that, you have love. When you don't have love, you cannot love yourself. Understand? That's why a lot of people say, they come to this world, they strive very hard, they suffer, they actually encounter a lot of suffering, misery, just to do what? Care for others, understand? And worry for others. So much so they got no time to take care of themselves.